Turn this mic up a little bit. I should have done this before, but I'm doing it now. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. That's too loud. One, two. That is perfect. Okay.
Did you say horseshoes almost work twice a day?
Did I say what?
I don't know. You started to say something about horseshoes.
Right now?
Just a second ago.
No, I said one, two. I didn't say anything about horseshoes. What is going on, man?
Little Trek X.
That is not similar in any way.
It's Young Sakota's new favorite song, by the way.
Well, you know what, man? I just spent an entire week out in Hawaii with my niece and my daughter.
Wow.
Listening to Bad Baby and things of that nature.
Oh, wow. Is that how you say her name?
Okay.
Bad Baby, not... Because I thought it was Bad, like Barbie.
Okay, that was what I thought. That's exactly what I thought. Same thing. And they informed me, no, that's not what it is.
All right.
Right? Sweet. There you go.
They set you straight.
Straight up. $1 million publishing deal for somebody who doesn't write. Picture that. I'm not mad. Get your money.
Hey, man. The money is safe. The money... The bag has been secured.
Definitely. Opening question will be, because we got a lot to get to this episode.
Yeah.
Including a very obscure person out here tripping.
America's sweetheart.
So it's not, it, you know, this opening question. Here it is.
Bring it.
How many short jokes am I allowed per episode?
as many as you need to feed your own security.
All right. So maybe 12 then?
Oh, wow. you better get started, tall guy.
Exactly. All right, man. We'll see y'all on the other side. And Rap Sucks Radio is where y'all at, by the way. We'll see y'all on the other side.
Hey, what's going on? This is DJ Siren, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio. 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 Radio.
Live back at Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Life and your fam Cap Sakota.
Aloha.
Right, I'm back, man. I'm actually back in the city. Back in the city, man.
No doubt. No doubt. No, welcome, welcome, welcome back.
It is certainly different weather.
Wait, so what was it like out there? Out in Hawaii?
It was a little bit humid, but like perfect temperature. And maybe like 84 degrees, 76 degrees on 78 degrees. Okay. Beaches were all nice. Everything was, you know, nice. It was pretty.
And where is it? Where is it where you are now? Where you live? Temecula? Where are you?
It feels like it. Oh, no, I'm back in the cove, man. I'm back in the cove. But God, dude, every year it gets more and more like the drought is just landing in West Covina every year. I don't even know.
Yeah, did you come back to brown grass or?
Yeah, the whole park by the crib is like brown. Everything is dead. Like,
wow.
Yeah. Or it's brown.
By the way, it's real slick how you left town right during the worst earthquakes.
Oh yeah,
in
man.
The history of the world.
I mean, look, and this is a lesson for all the people who want to get rid of me. This is what happens. This is what happens when I leave. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, keep
the
me around.
Earth shakes.
I'm saying. Oh, dude. All right, man. So I asked my wife to guess who's out here tripping this week. I said famous black actor. And I gave her five guesses. And, of course, she didn't get it. So
Wait, who did she guess? At least give me a couple.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, she guessed, you know, yeah. Yeah, you're, you know, Samuel Jackson, people of that ilk, famous black actors right now, current, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
She did not reach back as far as this Out Here Tripping goes, because currently, Jimmy Walker.
J.J. Evans.
Oh, man. Dynamite.
Kid Dynamite.
Is out here tripping. Reason why he's tripping is TMZ caught up with him at LAX, and he said that he's sick and tired of NBA stars complaining about life, telling icons like LeBron James, KD, and Kyrie Irving to keep quiet and just be happy making so much money. He went on to say, right, they don't understand what it's like to be in real life. Real life is getting your own bags off the luggage carousel. No charters, no limos waiting for you. That's what real life is about. I'd argue that there's a little bit more to real life, but you know, all right. Mr. Walker, I certainly got my own bags off of my luggage carousel. I wonder if I can complain. He also said they have no political views. They should be very happy to say, I'm doing good. Donate to charity, do your basketball charity events or whatever, but don't put people down. Just say, I'm very fortunate to be out here. I'm lucky. I'm very happy. That's what they should all say, per Mr. Jimmy Walker. Thoughts?
All right. To clarify, he said that they should not have political views.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he was responding to them having political views, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, that's correct. They should. Yeah, not. I did copy and paste this directly, but yes, they should not.
Laura Ingrammed. He Laura Ingrammed.
He did. He
LeBron did. Once again.
Although, yeah, you know, the plot twist, the dun-dun-dun, is he is an avid and very vocal Donald Trump supporter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that that's the first thing it made me do is go back and kind of... at first I thought, was he on The Apprentice at some point? Because at first I kind of thought he was, and that might be why he was a Trump supporter, you know, for whatever reason.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
This is one tip for all, you know, B sliding into steady, you know, smooth C level celebrity kind of people is just stop, because the Wikipedia is powerful. When it comes to very lazy individuals like ourselves, you know, which I say to you with all due respect, it's very easy to go back and just say, what did this? I know this dude said something stupid and it's all right there.
Well, you know? I mean, I don't know how many people can understand what it's like to be a celebrity at any point, to have a catchphrase live on television that people know you for. I'm not sure. And in this, I think this is the odd, you know, odd thing about who should and should not speak out on political views in this country. I think it's one of the oddest conversations, because I don't know, every American should be able to, and I think that should be the end of the story. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know if there's like you shouldn't be speaking out because you are rich. You shouldn't be speaking out because you are poor. Like, I just, you can share your political views because it's a free country to do so. It's not, there is really no other thing. I mean, I just kind of gave the simple answer, probably the least entertaining answer of anything we've ever done, but I don't get that sentiment or that ideology. And if you really are a, you know, kind of true red, white, and blue Star Spangled Banner type American, then you want people to have the freedom to share their political views. Like, that's the thing about this country that you should enjoy the most. That's freedom.
And that's the one wide-eyed sort of optimistic probably the only wide-eyed optimistic viewpoint that I still hold, is that I really do think that most people, regardless of how crazy they may be, actually believe that. It's like, you do you, and then I'll do me, and every so often maybe we'll yell at each other, but at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not really trying to change your mind. I know you're not going to change my mind, so, you know. And that's what being American is about, right? So yeah, when he goes and says that, but then the you know, he's just so hypocritical to say that and then to have been vocal when it comes to political matters is, you know, about as silly as, he acted on the show.
Well, and I,
which I didn't realize, okay, again, Wikipedia, I didn't realize his buffoonery is the reason why John Amos left the show.
Now that I did not know.
So, okay, I will read verbatim. Walker did not get along with the series lead, Esther Rolle, which already you lost.
Yeah,
who played Florida Evans. Again, Florida, just Florida, catching flack, being connected to someone stupid. Who played Florida Evans in this series because she and John Amos disapproved of Walker's increasingly buffoonish character and his popularity. And Walker felt hurt by their disdain. Walker was the only good time star not to attend Rolle's funeral.
Huh.
That, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty whack.
That is pretty whack. Yeah. I didn't know. I mean, it was entertaining. I when I was young, I certainly watched it with my family or whatever, but I just, yeah, whatever, man. Like you said, the B level sliding into C level, possibly closer to B level, or will always remain a B level, at least star to the black community. I don't really have I don't understand the desire to shut people down that have a counter opinion to you. And it's going to roll into the next topic for the show. But, I guess I'm sort of often berating my own side of the argument, my own squad, in a sense, right? I'm probably more, can be argued more left-leaning than right. But I often find that a lot of times we want to shut down people because they have a different opinion. And sometimes their opinion's horrible. You know what I'm saying? His opinion, and as far as being a Trump supporter, and to me, and then saying don't put people down, it's like, all right, well, then you should probably stop supporting your president then, because that's basically what he does for a living, right? But...
And that, I think a lot of people are facing that quite... Okay, let's also be fair. The fact that he's... I mean, you know, we're dissing in a way, you know, being... Talking a little bit slick, saying he's a BC level celebrity, which kind of is, but I mean, we all know who he is. We all watch the show. But at the same time, the only reason he gets called out is because someone put a mic in his face, TMZ, I guess, right? Who does that for a living and asked him some questions that they knew what they were going to get when they asked him these questions, which is what they do, right?
Right.
Most people who voted for Trump are going through a lot of the same stuff, which is like, because I think he said at some point, I voted for him because I don't know what he said exactly, but we agree on a lot of issues. You know, we sort of hold the same opinions on a number of different issues.
Right.
Which that's why you vote for somebody, right? But the only problem with the president they voted for is that he doesn't really believe a lot of that stuff, and it's showing because he's not really doing anything to support those things that he stood for when he campaigned. So, you know, they have to now go back and say, you know, am I going to just throw good money after bad, in essence, with my vote in supporting this dude again? And, you know, but he got caught out there. He got caught slipping by TMZ, which, you know, can happen to Denzel or Samuel L. Jackson.
I didn't know what I was going to do if she said, like, Idris. I was going to be like, okay.
Oh, what?
So we're just going to reach all over the globe for... any popular, like we're not gonna think, we're just gonna kind of just throw some names.
Idris can catch smoke. It's an international,
yeah,
you know,
true. Yeah, well,
possibility.
I have no discrimination. Speaking of international, though, free ASAP, man, free ASAP.
Yep,
ASAP.
Indeed,
actually,
indeed.
ASAP Rocky is locked up right now in Stockholm, Sweden. For alleged assault. Now, I mean, I think most people probably know this story by now, at least most people that listen to this show. But if you don't, you know, we'll post the story on Rap Sucks Radio. I like the Pitchfork sort of timeline, so I'll post that one on RSR Podcast.
Yeah.
On Facebook. But ASAP, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, dope name, was arrested July 2nd after voluntarily going to the police in Stockholm for questioning about a street fight he was involved in. Now, before we really get kind of catch this wreck and get into it, Kev, I do want to note that the videos that he released of them walking through the city pretty much answer this question. You know what I'm saying? The dudes were sweating him, sweating his crew. There might have been an altercation prior, but it clearly seems like these dudes were either on something or just really tripping. Now, I've traveled abroad with Odyssey, and I've come across a couple of these type of people. I'm not famous enough, never have been famous enough to ever have it escalate too much further. Normally, I can kind of be like, yo, man, you know, why are you talking to me again? Or sort of. But it does get a little uncomfortable, man, when you're in a whole other country and you just trying to do your thing. You walk in the streets, a couple people may notice you and want to talk or hang out or, you know, whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And it just gets a little uncomfortable. So I kind of empathize with him and watching him walk the streets and be kind of followed. But yeah, him being locked up is a trip for me. You know what I'm saying? I kind of let you throw your thoughts in, but before I kind of go on my rant, but yeah, he's locked up right now for those who don't know. And the conditions, there's been arguments about whether the condition or thoughts that the conditions are bad and you know, the treatment is a lot more poor because of who he is or because he's American or because he has black skin. Like, we don't really know if any of that is true. But yeah, what's up, Kev?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, it's very difficult for me to watch videos about something I don't want to, you know, like that is like kind of negative or whatever. It's like, I'll read the article, you know, but I actually did watch the videos just to see, like, there are a couple different points of view that have been reflected in whatever was shown. So I watched them today before we recorded. I don't know what, I barely know the law here, so I'm certainly not going to comment on the law in Sweden. But from what I understand, there was some sort, I assume there was a complaint, so they were trying to find him, and he walked into the police station, right? I don't know if that constitutes turning yourself in, but I think that's how it was reflected in one of the articles. So he essentially knew, he said, like, this is what happened. Like, he was there to tell them, this is what happened. I don't think I did anything that was, like, super crazy, right?
Right.
Now there's a whole other conversation about, well, you know, you're in another country.
Yeah.
You're not a white man.
Yeah.
And you're putting yourself at the mercy of police who may or may not be willing to listen to what you have to say with a logical ear or a unbiased mind, you know. And that's something that, you know, he may feel differently about now than he did then. And then the other thing that comes into play is all the, you know, things that are now getting pulled out of the woodwork that he said when he was, you know, a few years ago about other matters in America.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
And things that he said that now put in this context may have seemed silly or may have angered people at the time that he said them and now are being sort of thrown back in his face. Which, you know, you may think that's fair, but I know I said a lot of stuff when I was, you know, yesterday that I wouldn't want to be held up against me now, let alone when I was in my mid to late 20s. You know what I mean?
Right.
The young man is 30. You know, he's not a boy, but I'm sure he's still learning, just like, you know, like we're still learning about how to deal with certain situations, you know. And then you look at the videos and it's like, hey, man. Those dudes were definitely messing with him.
Yeah.
You know,
without a doubt.
And he really seemed to be trying to not get caught up in no nonsense. The security guard really seemed to be doing, and I don't know any of these guys, right? A good job of just like, hey, man, just like go the other way.
Yeah. Well,
like he literally, you heard him say that like 3-4 times, right?
Yeah. Shoot, 3 or 4. Like,
and
then when, 30.
And, and the most violent thing that we saw in the videos was Rocky just tossed dude like a ragdoll.
Yeah, he did.
I was actually pretty impressed with that. But, you know, without breaking a sweat or anything like that. But it's not like he, you know, he didn't even throw a punch. It was just like, you know, well, I was like, oh, okay.
They ended up throwing hands on dude. You know, they ended up jumping dude. But I think the other thing to note, though, is, yo, they swung on the security guard, right? A couple times.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I that's not That's never smart.
That is the least smart. And the security guard just kind of blocked it and pushed dude and walked away and walked away.
Right.
And I'm going, yo, this is wild. Like, it's wild. With regard to his statements, which were piss poor, they were terrible. His statements about Ferguson, his statements about police brutality, his statements about black women, they were awful, man. Like, they were awful. They were stupid. And I try to put myself in a mind frame to be able to justify them in any way, and I cannot. I can't justify anything he said, period. If he was standing here, sitting here, I'd be like, yo, that was stupid. I don't know why you would say something like that, especially being from the environment you speak of on your records. I can't understand how you could even formulate those thoughts or those ways. You know what I'm saying? However.
I think we're about to say the same thing.
Word. I can't celebrate the illegal incarceration of a black male because I don't like what he said. And to me, and not just illegal incarceration, but just poorly handled incarceration, just mishandled incarceration, whatever. The unjust incarceration of anybody, but in this case, Pan-African male, I'm not going to celebrate that because I don't like what he said. And to me, that's one of the biggest problems with cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? And it's why, you know, occasionally I'm just like, man, y'all got to stop. Like, this is stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to cancel Bill Cosby, right? Not so much for the dumb statements he made about, you know, what black people should name their children. That was stupid. But I don't know if he deserved to go to prison for that. What he went to prison for was what he did. When someone does something, I'm all for it. You got to get canceled, right? But because I don't like your opinion, like, I'm like, yeah, lock that dude up in horrible conditions abroad because we disagree. Is that how this works? That's what we're doing now. Like, that's how and why we cancel people. I just think that's so cornball. Like, I don't know. I have a couple people that might be listening to this episode that may or may not, like, may, you know, vehemently disagree with me. But I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Like, I can't buy into it.
No, it's wild cornball. It's definitively, objectively cornball, corny, Cornwallis. It's stupid. It's like, it's, I mean, because the thing I saw, and I don't want to call out names just because, but, you know, like I said, I don't know Rocky. I don't know anybody in the crew. And I certainly don't know the security guard or any of the sort of supporting crew around him. I do have a couple people in my life who are close to Rocky, right? So I actually saw somebody's post about, by the way, there's a petition on change.org. If you just go to change.org, I think it's the first thing you're going to see about, you know, just trying to bring attention to the fact that, you know, maybe this dude shouldn't be in jail, you know, which is very close to the $75,000 signature goal, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, go check that out. Cool. But anyway, I saw somebody posting support for that particular effort. And a lot of who I assume were old heads were coming out and then bringing out the quotes. And you know, sort of trying to throw that in the mix. As a why should we support him when, you know, he said all these crazy things, which, you know what? Again, that's your right to say that. I don't think you had to say it.
Well,
all you had to do is don't sign the petition.
Well, and I think that's the hard part for me. Like, I get if that upsets you to the point where you, I mean, whatever, you could say whatever. I don't know, man. I just, we come across this quite often, actually. You know what I'm saying? We come across this.
Well, this
quite
is
often.
My issue.
What's up?
You talked about his quotes, and the way you talked about it was the way that I believe somebody who was close to him would talk to him about it.
Word.
One-on-one.
Word.
So my question is, what happened to keeping things in the family?
Well,
you want to go on your social media, or you want to go on, you know, on your blog or whatever and talk about how now he's getting his comeuppance in some sort of way. It's like, no. Well, okay. You're kind of playing yourself, though, or you're really playing yourself, because there's a number of artists, not just hip-hop artists, not just rappers, but artists across genre who are saying a lot of crazy things, and very few of them are going to achieve the level of success for themselves and for their crew and their family that allow them to go to foreign countries to support their careers.
Right.
You know, and when something like this happens, that's not what they set out to do. You know what I mean?
So
if you want to judge, it's like you kind of missed out on your opportunity there. And, you know, there might be some people closer to home who you could actually speak with one-on-one, who, if you really believe that all those things were wrong, that you could actually, they would give you an ear, you know?
You know what's funny about that? And I'm going to kind of go off subject a little bit for a moment real quick, but what's funny about that is I have these conversations with people on a regular basis, man, conversations about race and race relations in America and such and such. And we generally agree. We're in the same environment. A lot of times I'm talking to people that I'm generally comfortable with anyway. So it's not as though I'm in any position to have some form of altercation or major disagreement. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always really curious of what you say when you go home. You see what I'm saying? Because if I'm not able to correct the person next to me, then I'm just selling wolf tickets, right? If my crew is acting a fool and saying things that are out of line, and I'm online talking about everybody else, but my crew is wild, you know, is saying crazy, then really, what am I doing but being full of shit? Like, I'm correcting everybody else that's not in my reach, but the people right next door to me are. And I find that quite a bit in race relations and race conversations. You know, we'll all get along and then go home, and, you know, aunties and uncles might say something crazy, or cousins might say something crazy, and we laugh right along with them, as long as there's nobody to put on a show for, right? I've grown past that in my lifetime. Like, as soon as I was able and emboldened enough to speak, I spoke. Like, man, don't say that about any folks that I know. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever your feelings are, that those feelings don't represent the entire group of people, whoever they may be, whether it's white folks, black folks, Asian folks, Mexican folks, it don't matter to me. People know not to speak crazy around me. Keep them thoughts to everybody else. Moving that subject into ASAP and his poor, again, piss poor statements. You know what I'm saying? Just whack statements. Especially, you know, with regard to, a lot of times what a lot of these artists don't understand is we've gone pretty far from the original mood of hip hop and what it represented. I guess I don't want to say original, because I'd hate when people say that positive hip hop is like original real rap. Like, dude, shut up. But but there was a safety of that dude's just like me, right? I think that's why Death Certificate is such an important record to me. It's not that I lived it directly, right? But I was close enough to the environment, as a child at least, before the move to West Covina, to where I was like, yo, yeah. So if Ice Cube was to come out and be like, yo, police brutality is nothing, man. Whatever happens to you, happens to you. I live on the east side. It's like, what? We were comfortable with you. We felt, and maybe that's our fault. Maybe that's our fault. Now at 43 years old, I'm not. I'm like, any fool to say anything to come out of their face. Like, I don't feel that way about anybody now. But, you know, the community in general, and most communities concerning their celebrities feel like when it's time to speak up, we can turn to the people who have a voice, and those people are going to extend that voice on our behalf. And whether you want that responsibility or not to anybody, whether it's ASAP or Ice Cube or whomever, right? Whether you want that responsibility or not, it's on your shoulders. You know what I'm saying? So you should be calculated and choose your words wisely. But regardless of who you are, your illegal incarceration will not be a pleasure to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you said something that I don't like. Now, if you do something, again, I brought up Bill Cosby and R. Kelly and, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, I like to say Epstein. Epstein. Stain on humanity. Yeah, no, you deserve it. You deserve that for what you did. What you did. But what you say, just because I disagree with what you say, that's not freedom, man. That's nothing. That's whack. You know what I'm saying? That's whack. I don't have to agree with you. I don't have to like you even. But, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to suffer false incarceration just because I don't like what they said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a whole different level.
Yeah, it's extra dollar.
You know.
That was my soapbox moment, y'all. I'll get off of that. You know what, man? Matter of fact, it's a little too serious. Listen to Damn Nature real quick.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude.
What?
You're trying to, you said you were going to try and get to 12 short jokes. You just had a soapbox moment.
Oh, yeah.
And you missed your opportunity. Hey, go ahead. Go on to the next. You lost.
I did lose.
Sorry, brother.
I did lose.
Sorry, tall guy.
Rabies at Disneyland, yo.
Yep.
Where it is a small world for even some of our co-hosts.
Nice. Oh, nice. Nicely done.
Damn Nature, Kev.
Can you count the seven dwarfs? I was going to. That'll take you up to 8.
Here was the fail. I was getting ready to say 12 dwarves. Then I caught myself. Just do a small world joke out there. So there's the dodged L.
Oh boy.
Oh man. And I hope if you are visiting the Epcot Center at Walt Disney World out in Orlando, Florida, you dodge the L of rabies. And kids, keep your kids away from stray animals you might find, which there are. We were at Aulani out in Hawaii, and there was feral cats walking around. So they're around there. A feral cat just tested positive for rabies, and the health department is warning people to be careful, Kev, during the coming months because it could have infected other animals, source Gizmodo reports. So
that's right, man. This is proof positive. The cats are so shitty that they can even ruin Disney.
Cats are horrible creatures. They really are. I'm sorry, cat lovers. They're just cats. Cats are the original deplorables. Just
if you are upset by the things that we are saying, look at your cat.
Look at your cat.
Look at your cat right now.
Yeah,
your cat hates you.
Yeah, your cat does not care. He'd eat you. What I did find odd about this report, though, man, and I was like, man, I got to note this because I thought, based on the fallout recently last week, oddly enough, Kev, none of these rabies accounts came from any person of color playing a historic Disney character. And I thought for sure, based on the fallout for Little Mermaid, that, you know, a black mermaid might have been the reason why this is all happening. But no, we are.
Nope.
The world still spins.
By the way, if Halle Berry has cats, I retract my earlier statement.
I'm going to put this out there. Halle Berry definitely has cats. There's no way Halle Berry doesn't have cats. I hope we get to interview her once and we can recall this episode where I said, look, the one thing I guaranteed I knew about you before ever meeting you was that you have cats. Mm-hmm. Do you have cats? And when she says yes, I say, okay, cool. So I'm going to, you know, mark that on my record of things that I knew.
She's going to be like, that was the one thing?
Right. Well, I said that
you decided to know about me?
Well, I mean, you know, hey, kid-friendly episode.
I think we should also make it a point of this podcast, like we have made many other nonsensical factoids a point and a pillar of this podcast, that it is and will always be Halle Berry who has been cast as the new Little Mermaid, not Halle Bailey.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't even understand the argument. First, they would, you know, there was a small fallout to Will Smith being the genie, and I was like, okay, wait, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
What an odd thing to be upset at.
it's extremely, extremely odd. But, you know, whatever. People got good time. People got a lot of extra time.
They do.
To get
they
upset
do.
About things.
I come from a world where if, like, you know, when I come across police officers, I think that they think that all black people are mythical creatures. So, wait. All right, fine. I'll stop.
So that zombie apocalypse is going to be taking over Disney.
Well, right. I can't even. The funniest thing about it, though, is the whole thing is I sometimes like to look at the numbers because we always say something is like viral, right?
Right.
Yeah, the Not My Ariel thing. Yeah, nah, man. Relative to the number of Disney fans. Yeah, no, that wasn't really a thing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the numbers weren't real enough. I'm not saying that those people aren't idiots. Hey, hope you guys are listening to the show. You're dumbasses. But, yeah, you guys are also not large in number relative to the people that, you know, support, watch, are part of Disney.
Who have jobs.
Well, yeah, and jobs and lives.
Places to go.
And teeth, probably, because, you know. I don't know. I just assume, right? I'm just assuming.
Oh, man.
I'm assuming you guys are from coal country.
Oh, wow.
And if you're not, then you should be. You should just move. Yeah. I don't know. I have more disses for them if you know what I'm saying. But, you know, a nice, clean shut up works perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, just cut it out.
Yeah.
Don't pet the cats.
Yeah, don't pet the cat. And it's odd that actually is it. I have to explain this story to my daughter because of what happened at Aulani, and she's going to laugh because there was a feral cat. We were saying not to pet it. Of course, my 11-year-old going on hard-headed clown daughter decided to pet the cat anyway. And I was like, I hope your stupid hand falls off. What a terrible thing a dad says. But yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, it is bad. But we have an off air conversation about parenting your children in front of your in-laws and or just parents.
I just hope that I don't walk up to her, you know, the next time I see her and just go, hey, put it there. And it's like,
ooh. Missing that hand. Wait, hey. And I laugh.
High five. Oh.
I just laugh. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Okay, man. All right, so I feel like I've been ranting this whole time, so I'm leaving this next one to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, all right, yeah, man. Yep. All right, man.
We're going to talk about, speaking of the, I think this is where the white little mermaid has ended up. This is a segment.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, this is the segment that on the Rap Sucks Radio podcast that is known as But Nah dot dot dot. A turquoise lake, turquoise in color lake in Siberia has become a sparkling background for Instagram photos, drawing so many people that a nearby coal plant operator had to issue a warning. It's not a pristine oasis, it's a chemical dump. Did you write all that, by the way?
That's directly from BuzzFeed. That's why I always quote the source. Okay. Yeah, I didn't.
Gotcha. Cool, yeah. I can read. So yeah, no, if BuzzFeed published this article about which I never knew about. It's like, God forbid I've learned things from BuzzFeed, but they brought light. I don't know if it just happened or whatever, but there's this lake in Siberia where these folks are going like on their honeymoons and stuff. And it's a destination for people to go and take selfies because the water is legitimately like very blue.
Yep.
You know, which is just about the stupidest thing. You know, I get it. If you're there and it's like, oh, it's a beautiful day. It's, you know, the light is great and I'm going to take a selfie, but they're going there just for this. But I think the reason why it's blue is because it has something to do with the fact that it is a dumping site. It's a very toxic place.
Yeah,
it's the waste site for heating and electrical station number 5.
Right,
and it gets the blue color from the chemicals at the plant, and I guess the reaction with various minerals and ingredients in the coal ash and the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. But the bug, the bugged out thing is.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so just with that information, I'd like to ask the listeners a question, and of course I know they can't respond, but would you drink that? Kev, would you drink that water?
I would not. I would not.
Yeah,
people. I would not.
People were.
You know what though? No, let me correct that. I wouldn't drink any water anywhere. But you know, I mean, it would really take a lot for me to drink any water anywhere. But I don't think I would be any more prone to drink it because it's blue.
I mean, the look of the lake. And I'm gonna give a slight pass, it's a Trek Life being nice pass. I give them every so often. Maybe, you know, that part of Siberia or Siberia in general, I have no clue, never been anywhere near Siberia, does not see that type of water often or only in movies and pictures. You know what I'm saying? So maybe it's like, oh my God, we've never seen this before and it's nowhere around here. You know.
Except for on the gram.
Yeah. But just in case any Siberian that might possibly want to listen to the Russian version of our podcast, which doesn't exist. People don't drink that color of water anywhere. That's usually salt water. So,
well,
you wouldn't drink it.
I thought you were going to go for the quote, the person who was quoted in the article.
Oh, who said it tastes like with two?
The person? There was one person who recently posted a selfie there who noted that the water was warm and tastes sweetish. Tastes sweetish. Which takes us right back to Free ASAP.
And spins us forward to But Nah.
Strong callback. So there's a reason why, though, that I said that this is probably where the our retired Little Mermaid has retired to,
right?
Because looking at the photos, the Instagram photos, and of which there were many posted online, there was a common thread amongst all of the people who had decided that it was a good idea to take selfies, and perhaps even drink the water at the lake by heating it in electrical station number 5.
What is that?
They were all definitely your Ariel. And this then led me down a very dark train of thought, which is that I think they probably did. They just recently finally started letting people of color visit the lakes by heating and electrical stations number 1 through 4.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
They're the marshals of heating and electrical station lakes.
I love that the Siberian Generating Company aggressively reported that it is not poisonous per 2 independent studies. But it is toxic. And if your skin touches it, it's like, okay, look, if I can't put this on my skin, it's poisonous, fam. You know, there's almost nothing that you can't put on your skin that also is not poisonous if you put it inside of your body. So, yeah, let's not do that. Let's not drink it.
I mean, if you're going to be that, just buy yourself a ticket to Flint and Photoshop the picture.
Right.
Dumbasses.
Idiots. So yeah, I feel you, man. The selfies might be nice, but when it comes to drinking it, but nah, yeah. Wouldn't do that.
Yeah, fall back.
Hey, man, I have no more short jokes left, but I will say this. If ladies is out there body shaming Jason Momoa, how you feel right now?
Me?
Yes, you.
I feel like a chiseled specimen.
Cool. I feel like any woman body shaming Jason Momoa would probably kick me down a flight of steps and then find a new flight of steps to kick me down as well. Jason Momoa out here getting body shamed. Kev, what's popping? How?
Hey, man. He got caught out there. I don't know, man. He had an extra double stuffed pizza or something. And you know, didn't catch up with that hair and makeup early enough in the vacation. And hey, man, you know, you know what, man? Sad things happen out in the streets, man. Tragedy will strike at any moment.
Yo, what bugs me out real quick is, you know, we've gone from Little Mermaid. We put the Little Mermaid in toxic waters, and then we brought Aquaman. straight back from Hawaii. Like, this is a very water themed show.
It is.
Per Twitter, by the way, after some called the Aquaman star out for looking slightly less ripped than usual in a vacation photo. Come on, y'all. He's on vacation, by the way. Like, I would never. My wife during this vacation wanted to take quite a few pictures, right? This is not going where you think it's going to go, by the way.
I would hope not.
She was like, yeah, let's take some pictures. And you know, she had these creative photos and things that she wanted me to do. Now, mind you, I had to like learn how to use Photoshop. Like this, I was like a photographer / editor this whole trip or whatever. So I'm like learning lighting and stuff while we're driving.
We're going to see some Trek with the cat filter.
Trek with the cat filters. I could crop almost anything out of anything at this point. But
someone's going to do Trek with the cat filter with Halle Berry.
Right, me, Halle.
Or Halle Bailey. We don't care.
So just so Jason Momoa feels okay if he ever listens to this podcast. My wife was like, "Hey, I want to take a picture, but I want, you know, to show how long your locks are." So she's facing the camera, I'm facing the ocean, and it's a, you know, just a, you know, locks and up image, you know, basically headshots. And maybe 5 minutes later, she goes, "I really like this picture of us." And I'm like, so the picture without my face in it? Like, I'm not in this picture technically. Like, nobody. I could be the back of any Jamaican's head at this point. I'm like, you like this picture of you? So anyway, yeah, Jason Momoa on vacation, man. Like, you know, you live in a better life than I am, because my wife don't even want my actual face in pictures. She, you know, wants to use my hair as a prop. So you doing all right.
Jason Momoa, you are a hero and an American patriot. Is he American?
Yes. No?
I don't care.
Tongan.
Who cares?
Don't know. Not sure. Someone tell me that he's not The Rock. What? I'm sorry.
Wow.
Or.
Wow.
Or.
Wow.
Or. Yeah. Or who's the Australian or whatever player on OKC? One of you guys that does like the, you know, haka dance or whatever. I see he's one of them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Way to really string together those stereotypes.
No, you know, sometimes you got to mix them all up and just kind of deal the cards. See which one comes out. Oh, wow. Samoan. Yeah. You just kind of dropped that. I don't know. I actually don't know. I believe he is, though.
Good job, Jason Momoa. Who cares, man?
Body shame.
Let it go.
Several fans rushed to his defense, Kev. They started a conversation about body image and holding even the fittest celebrities to unnecessarily high standards. Jason Momoa also, just to note, was recently in a movie under those high standards. Fam, you got to hold it up or not. It's one or the other. You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Yeah.
I'm not holding up any end of that bargain.
You want to be Aquaman on screen? You got to live it in real life, man.
You
got to
live it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know?
We should hold all celebrities to disrespectfully unrealistic standards of human perfection.
Hey,
because if we don't, why do they get paid all that money?
Right. Shout out to
Why do they get paid enough money to not have to pick up their bags off baggage claim?
Right. This is real life here. Shout out to every woman celebrity ever, by the way. Unrealistic body standards thrown around. Yeah, well, I think you'll be all right. I think Jason Momoa will be fine. I think I'm actually more hurt by this than anything, because I was like, oh, wow, I thought I was making it in life, and Jason Momoa's body's not enough. So, yeah.
Randy told you that Randy basically, in no uncertain terms, told you that you have a face for Rap Sucks Radio.
Right? That's exactly what she did. That's why, yeah.
She did.
She's, yeah. Who does that, by the way, as I close this show out? Who takes a picture of the back of your head and then says, I like this picture of us? Who does that? But only my wife does that. Anyway.
Exactly. This is the world we live in.
This is where we are. What up, man? Thank y'all for rocking with us. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. I did a lot of ranting. I'm not going to do a lot of ranting next episode. I promise.
Right.
Catch us on iTunes, Spotify. But more than that, man, like, subscribe, comment,
yep.
Tell a friend to tell another friend to tell another friend. People have been listening, so we appreciate that. More, man. Yeah. We want more and more.
If you use the social media, use it as a tool for good. And go on the Twitter or the Facebook.
Write
a lengthy summary of what happened on the show, how you feel about it. Be someone who is somebody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Listen to the episode, write about what happened, and write about how much you enjoyed the experience from second one to the last possible moment of the show. In great detail, and tell friends about what happened and why they should participate in that level of human enjoyment in their lives. Because that's the only way that you're really going to be an important person in the world.
Right. And shout out to Fizz and Omega for being, Omega's an important person. Fizz, I mean, you're okay. You happen. You know what I mean? He's from Philly. I can never fully credit anybody from Philly. Anyway, with that being said, man, this is Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life for your fam Kev Sakota.
Mahalo.
The Back in Los Angeles episode, man. We will catch y'all next time around, man. Y'all have a wonderful week. Peace.
Peace.